is 800-259-5791. That is toll-free, 1-800-259-5791. It's the Thursday night edition, and we're here till 10 o'clock Eastern time. As always, it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have live streaming
and rap
and
music.
Some sort of music in the background right now. Yeah, freetalklive.com. We've got the broadband stream. We've got the dial-up stream. It is all for free. There's no membership fees or anything like that. You just go to freetalklive.com and take advantage of us.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
Yes, indeed. We got a lot to talk about tonight, and man, which I've been mentioning over the past couple days, how much email that we've got stacked in the box here, and I kind of want to catch up on it. I really do.
Well,
so we should probably start with the email tonight before we get derailed into 15
nice
phone calls. You've got one.
I got a nice one.
What do you have?
From a young man named Randy.
All right, then we'll get to a TSA hell story after Randy.
Okay. Hello, I'm 16 years old and go to a public high school. And this week was pronounced Red Ribbon Week. Where each day they have they say some facts about drugs, and they also hand out some shirts saying "Got drugs? I don't" on the front, and something about drugs.
I don't know about you, but when I went to DARE class when I was in school,
mm-hmm.
as I recall, there weren't very many facts being presented there. There was a lot of, I think, excess. They were just kind of trying to make things dramatic.
Yeah.
But I don't know if there were very many facts behind it.
Not too many facts, huh? Well,
nor would I trust the government school system to give me the facts about drugs.
On the back, something about drugs run family, friends, and numerous other things. On the morning announcements, they said that all these anti-marijuana statements, including that it's more potent than ever, which I think is a good thing because that means you have to inhale less smoke into your lungs.
He'd be right about that.
Yep. There's been more emergency room visits from marijuana than ever before, and they also reported the usual propaganda about causing cancer in numerous places in your body and such. Anyway, back to the shirts. In my school's dress policy, it states that you're not allowed to wear clothing, apparel, and or accessories that have references to alcohol, controlled dangerous substances, or tobacco. I'd like to have a shirt, like to make a shirt somehow related to the drug war, or is failing, or the truth about marijuana, or something to that extent, but under these rules, I'd obviously get in trouble.
Right.
Is this at all a breach of my free speech rights?
Yes.
It is a breach of your free speech rights, but you're in public school, and the right
to
stop
the door. You don't have free speech there. Or so they claim. That's what they say, and nobody's ever taken them to court on it, that I know of.
Right.
I mean, I suppose it's happened, but I'm not aware of it.
And your parents don't want to pay the money to take, take them to court?
No, of course not.
And you don't have it. So there you go.
It's going to be that way, yeah, until we get the government out of education.
Yep. All you can do is walk the line of speaking, you know, your truth about marijuana.
And I should point out that when we do get the government out of education, that means the free market's going to take its place. And you're not necessarily going to have freedom of speech at a private school either.
No.
Because a private individual or a private organization can set their own rules as to what they consider acceptable speech and what they want to not hear.
Right. Let's see. The policy says the teachers must report all violations of dress code, but understandably there have been no reports against the anti-drug propaganda shirt-wearing students.
Certainly.
Is there anything I can do about this? Well, we already told you. You could write a letter to the dean and say, these shirts are offensive to me, mm-hmm. and they're a violation of the rule.
And then he'll laugh at you.
Yes.
And he'll say, go back to class.
Yeah. In all likelihood.
As far as what else you could do about it, as you pointed out,
Dean is not a lawyer.
Yeah,
he does not care about your interpretation of the rules.
He'll say, that's frivolous. That'll be it.
Get out of here. Go back to class. Learn something.
I don't. Does he say how old he is in this? He's definitely in high school.
I don't know the answer, no.
I would say that all you can really do is tough it out and get through it and then go and make something out of your life.
Yeah.
Really, that's all you can do. So, good email, though. It's a good question.
I'm not done yet. There's a little more. Also, my social studies teacher always smarts off about my pro-libertarianism and pro-war comments. I guess he's anti-war comments.
Okay.
Whatever. And sometimes even lies, which I try to call him out on, and we end up debating. But considering I only got into politics a few months ago, I'm not that knowledgeable in some topics. I end up stumbling over my words and not having a comeback to what he says, so the whole class ends up believing him, leaving me screwed. Anything you guys recommend on that?
You know, sometimes we get cornered, and we don't have the answers to a particular issue. And in that case, the best thing you can do is say, I don't know. When, you know, somebody asks you a question about an issue and you really don't know, don't make yourself sound really stupid by just making it up. Just say, look, I'm not really sure about that. That's a good question, and I'm glad you asked it, and I will get you the answer. Then go home, do some research, pull it up on Google, go to the Free Talk Live BBS, ask for some help from some of our other listeners who are a little more experienced, because we all started at some point. Mm-hmm. We all have been at the place where you are at, and I would have to say the other thing that you can do, beyond just being honest and saying you don't know, is going just on your own and researching just in general. Go, for instance, to freetalklive.com's links page. We've got a couple of links to some great libertarian books, pro-freedom books, like Harry Brown's Why Government Doesn't Work, Dr. Mary Ruart's Healing Our World.
Those are great books.
Yeah.
If you've read both of those, you'll be a long way in answering most of these questions.
And they're both something that a high schooler could very easily handle.
Yeah, they're not difficult.
It's not very high-level economics kind of stuff.
No. And also, you can listen to Free Talk Live regularly, because that will teach you lots and about libertarianism. And secondly, fall back to the taxes are robbery issue.
Yes, if all else fails.
It's a nice place to go, and it's true. You know, taxes are armed robbery perpetrated by the government.
Mm-hmm.
They use guns to make you pay money. And if you don't think that something's right, it's wrong to take that money away from you. It's wrong to take the money anyway, but especially in the cases of things that you think are wrong. For instance, the war. It says that he's pro-war, but I'm not... Could have been a typo.
It's hard to be pro-war and be a libertarian.
Some are.
You can be pro-defense, but war...
Yeah.
If somebody's attacking the country, I think then you could be pro-war. Mm-hmm. But most of the wars we've been involved in don't have anything to do with that.
Right.
So there you go. Good suggestions. Mm-hmm. So start there. Start at the links page at freetalklive.com. That's a great starting point. 800-259-5791. How about a TSA hell story?
I'm all for that.
This one from Elise. She says, I went to a wedding in Baltimore over the weekend, and I have a story to share with you about our fascist airport security officials who don't hesitate to abuse their power. My husband and I went to Raleigh-Durham International Airport on Sunday morning to fly to my cousin's wedding in Baltimore. When we got to the airport, we decided that we'd both carry our suitcases rather than checking them in order to save time. I normally check my suitcase, so it's not usually an issue, but I forgot that I was carrying a 2-inch Swiss Army knife in my makeup case.
2 whole inches.
Right. This knife is tiny, and I keep it for the other tools that are included, like small scissors to cut stray threads off of clothes, etc.
Tweezers.
By the way, I kind of really dig a chick that carries a Swiss Army knife.
It's a good tool. You should have it.
I put my suitcase, laptop, shoes, etc. through the scanning equipment and was told by a male security Nazi that there was a problem with my suitcase.
Oh, God.
He said he'd have to open my suitcase in front of me and search through it. He proceeded to open my suitcase and shovel my carefully folded clothes around into wads, looking for something. I reached toward my suitcase and told him I was going to wear the clothes that he was handling, and I was wearing them to a wedding, in fact, and that I didn't really want them to be wrinkled. He ordered me to get my hands away from the suitcase and informed me that if I tried to touch it again, he would send me over to be wanded with another electronic device. Then he told me that I could fix my luggage myself after he was done tearing through it. After shoving my belongings around in my suitcase some more, he removed my makeup case and bag full of shampoo, conditioner, etc. to run back through the scanner x-ray machine again. My belongings, by this point, were all over the place. And I still needed to put my shoes back on. This guy was the only one manning the search table, and he'd gone back to the x-ray machine with the belongings I just mentioned, and wasn't even watching everything of mine that he'd left on the table. So I picked up my purse and took it to a nearby chair to put my shoes back on. The story has just begun. Remember, there's a knife in the bag he's searching right now. We'll give you the rest of it coming up. Your stories as well, if you got them. TSA Hell Stories at 800-259-5791. It is your show, Free Talk Live.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-5791. You can call in about anything from the political to the personal. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
800-259-5791. Join us online at freetalklive.com where you can vote for our show, which we really need you to do. If you have yet to do it this month, now's the time. Go to vote.freetalklive.com. It's very simple. Takes you less than a minute, and it makes a huge difference for us. Now, we've dropped Manwich to number two.
No.
We were number one
we
for the first...
We were leading by like 100 points.
We were number one for the first 2 days of the month, but it's such hot competition. We really need you to go to vote.freetalklive.com because right now we're the number two podcast in the world. Now, 2 out of 9,600 isn't too shabby. I mean, we'll take it. But we'd rather be number one. Vote.freetalklive.com. Tell your friends to go to vote.freetalklive.com.
We're only behind 6 votes.
Yeah, because the more we have, the more time we are number one, the more new listeners come across the show. And that means more new people coming across the message of freedom and liberty. In fact, I was just reading a BBS post earlier today, Manwich, where one of our lady listeners says that she's a libertarian because of Free Talk Live. Now, it always just makes me feel all warm and fuzzy inside when I hear that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
We're leading people to the road to liberty, and I think that's important. And if you think it's important, go to vote.freetalklive.com.
And they don't have to be as crackpot as we are on all issues. They can just, you know,
yes, it's
say
taken,
more freedom.
It's taken 5 years for me to become this crackpot.
Yes.
All right, so we're going back to the TSA hell story. We've got an email from Elise. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. She's having her suitcase opened and searched by a TSA Nazi, as she puts it. And in her bag, which she forgot about, there's a 2-inch knife. It's a little Swiss Army knife kind of thing.
Oh, my God, a knife. We're all in danger.
So he takes the little purse bag away, and she says, after a couple minutes, the security guy came back with a big attitude and told me that he'd warned me not to touch my belongings because while he was away, she picked up her purse. He ordered me into a special area behind a pane of glass to be wanded by a female security agent. She ran the wand over my entire body, spent several minutes inspecting my watch. Perhaps she thought I had a watch bomb. And ran her hands...
Which would just blow my wrist off.
And ran her hands along my bra, etc. It was one of the most humiliating experiences of my life. And I was so mad that I started to cry. Can you imagine this, man?
This is awful.
This must feel?
It's terrible that we've sunk to this. That Americans, so many Americans just take this without feeling anything.
Yeah, they feel protected.
And then they don't even consider what other people might feel about it. Some people feel really violated by this stuff.
I wonder how the TSA people feel about that, about doing these things to people. To make them feel good? Did they get a buzz off of it?
I'd like to give this guy the rubber glove treatment, I'll tell you.
Once the female agent was done searching me, I was allowed to approach my belongings again. I then told the male security Nazi that if it was all right with him, I'd like to get a Kleenex out of my purse to wipe off my face and blow my nose. He refused to let me touch it and had another security official go somewhere else to find a box of Kleenex, so I had to do without it until he decided to come back. While I was putting my shoes back on, they came back to me with the Swiss Army knife in hand and told me that I would have to either take it back to the car or allow them to dispose of it, which caused me to wonder which security agent's pocket it would be disposed into.
I'm sure it's a nice little knife.
Although the knife wasn't cheap, I no longer had a minute to spare if I wanted to make my flight.
So you don't think they do that crap on purpose, do you?
Right. So I told them to take it. It took me another 5 or 10 minutes to put everything back into my suitcase and get away from the security checkpoint. My husband and I no longer had time to pick up fast food or breakfast, and we were forced to fly to Baltimore with empty stomachs. Our flight was in the process of boarding when we finally got to the gate. She says, I'm really angry about the treatment that I got at the airport over a tiny Swiss Army knife. It's my belief that the male security agent was annoyed that I dared to question the way that he was rifling through my belongings.
I would say that that's a pretty fair assumption.
During the search, I asked him several times what the problem was, and he refused to answer me. My husband had gone through security ahead of me.
There would be no question.
Right. And was informed during the search that they had found a knife on me, so apparently he knew more about the search while it was happening than I did. So they filled him in as to why his wife was being searched, but they wouldn't tell her.
That's because he was probably going to punch somebody.
I intend to complain to everyone that I can about the way I was treated, and I thought that I'd start by sharing my story with you since I enjoy your show. Well, at least thank you. She says there's one final irony to all this that I should share with you. I also carry a larger Swiss Army knife in the makeup bag that I carry in my purse. I carry it not because I'm a terrorist, but because it also has small scissors, a bottle opener, corkscrew, etc., that I find useful to have with me from time to time. I travel a fair amount, and I've never thought about it being there before a trip, and have furthermore never been caught with it while going through airport security. In fact, the Nazi security agent didn't find that knife on this trip either.
How can they do that? We're so unsafe. This woman's running around with a knife.
Yeah.
We could all die.
They found 50% of her knives.
She could stick that 2-inch knife in somebody, and then they would get really mad and heat her up.
I traveled from Raleigh to Baltimore with this larger pocket knife, and they didn't find it. And, surprisingly, the world didn't come to an end. On the return trip, I remember to take the pocket knife and put it into my suitcase, which I did check before going through security. She says, my experience begs the question.
Did the world really end and we don't know it?
The question that she asks is, do we live in the United States or Nazi Germany?
I don't think that the regular German citizens were treated this badly.
I wonder about that.
Because, you know, I mean, it's...
I mean, they were certainly treated badly in other fashions, but...
Some citizens were.
Right.
But I'm wondering about the average German citizen. I don't think they were treated that badly. It's just a guess. I certainly don't know what it was like in Nazi Germany at the time.
And in this case, I don't think the average airport flyer passenger is treated this badly.
If they go on enough flights, they'll get it.
Yes, it does happen often enough, and it happens so often that these terrible stories make their way to us, and it's unacceptable. I mean, I'm not making an excuse for it at all by saying that most people don't get this treatment, but there's plenty of people that do. And the thing you have to do is stand up for people that are getting treated like this. Like me, I'm not riding an airplane anytime soon, and you're not going anywhere anytime soon, so we're safe. I mean, we're not going to get harassed.
Right.
But there are people that go through this security process all the time, and they get harassed, and I feel really sorry for the people that have to travel for a living. I mean, the people that are constantly on airplanes, because those are the ones that are really feeling the brunt of this.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine how much you just have to resign yourself when you go through the security if you're doing it all the time?
Well, I would imagine imagine they just put on their game face. You know, they have their stuff set up in a certain way,
mm-hmm.
you know, so they manage to breeze through. I think you probably get better at getting through, but there's no way that you can escape these people. You know, it's a matter of when, not if.
So then Elise sends a quick follow-up email. And she says that apparently she managed to finally contact the TSA after a number of phone calls, and she just kind of told them the story and asked them a series of questions. Well, according to what she learned, TSA agents are supposed to offer to ship the confiscated item to them, the person. So if they take your Swiss Army knife and they say, okay, you can take it back to your car or we're going to dispose of it, they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing.
Well,
they're supposed to say, we'll ship it to you.
You know, it's great for the person and everything, but our tax dollars are going for shipping that stuff, too.
Yeah, that's terrible, too. Unless they charge you on the spot for that, which I don't think they would do. 800-259-5791. Just an amazing story. Nazi TSA hell stories. If you got them, call in. 800-259-5791. I got another one on top of this one, which is even better. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. So take control.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Hi, I'm Bobby Ligas with today's Car Clinic Minute. It's dark outside and everywhere there are ghosts and goblins. No, it's not the latest Stephen King thriller. It's Halloween. When I come back, I'll give you some cleverly disguised driving tips. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to gauge the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today. Tonight, streets will be filled with our little ones. To ensure their experience is a treat, here are a few driving tricks in the form of popular Halloween costumes. Police, be aware of princes and pumpkins darting between parked cars. Where's a fire, man? Slow down when backing out of driveways. And poo on wearing your mask while driving. Increase kids' ghost of a chance for a sweet Shrek adventure this Halloween by booing the driving demons of too much speed and not enough attention. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Toll-free 1-800-259-5791. You can call in about anything. Whether it be a political issue, personal problem, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. And you can also check out our listener map. We have hundreds of listeners that have gone to map.freetalklive.com and have plotted themselves on our world map of Free Talk Live listeners. Doesn't matter where you live, you punch in your location, type in your name, you can add a picture if you like, and even a phrase, and it will plot you on our map, and you can actually see who else in your area is listening to Free Talk Live as well, or is a listener to Free Talk Live at map.freetalklive.com. And like everything else at freetalklive.com, it's totally free. map.freetalklive.com. Talking about the TSA, and just about every 2 weeks on this show, we get some sort of terrible TSA hell story from either one of our listeners, or we just happen to pick it up in the news. So we had one there from a listener, and then here's one from the news, Manwich.
Well, let me pull that
from
up here.
Becky Akers at LouRockwell.com. Now, the last story that we read involved a 2-inch knife that one of our listeners had in her bag. Now, she didn't mention if she was fined, because it might not have been long enough. It sounded like it just happened maybe a week or so ago.
Right.
And eventually, what we found has been happening is if you get caught with something at the TSA search station, they might just send you a fine later on, or an assessment.
Yeah, civil assessment.
Right.
Which, what the heck is that?
2 months later, you might go out to your mailbox.
They don't have the power to do that.
Of course not. But they do whatever they want to until someone challenges them.
It's like me fining people.
Yeah, and that might work. There are companies that do that, that, you know, just send out invoices to people to see if they'll pay them.
Or insurance companies that, I can't remember what the term is, but they send you a check for a small amount when you've had an accident,
mm-hmm.
just to see if they can get you to settle.
Really?
Yeah. If you cash that check, you're in for it.
Well, in this case, in the case of our emailer, she hasn't gotten one of these yet. But the next case is also a knife-related case. Guess how much? Just think about this while we get through the story. Think about it in your mind. How much would the TSA fine someone for having a knife? What's the maximum they could possibly? Yeah, it's just a knife. You can't confiscate the knife, and that's it. Well, we'll find out.
Slaying Lions by Becky Akers. If it came to a choice between your family and the career enabling you to feed and support that family, which would you choose? That devilish dilemma confronted Christopher Lyons of Oxford, Connecticut, when he, his wife, Karen, and their 2-year-old boy, Spencer, fell into the clutches of the Transportation Security Administration last February. Screeners who unearthed a penknife in Lyons' carry-on bag decided it was artfully concealed and called the cops. The stunned and shaken couple agreed that she would take the rap lest his job as a corporate pilot be threatened. While her son sobbed and her husband watched helplessly, this 34-year-old woman was marched away in handcuffs to be fingerprinted, photographed, and interrogated.
Jeez.
Presumably, arresting Mrs. Lyons struck some sort of blow against terrorism, but I'm a bit fuzzy on exactly how. The Lyons saga began when they set off on what was supposed to be a vacation to sunny Disney World in the pre-dawn blackness of a winter's day. Federalized airport security does its best to turn travel into torment, and the Lyons' attempt to board their 7 a.m. flight on Southwest Airlines was no exception. Screeners rifling their belongings found a Swiss Army knife with A 2-inch blade nestled midway through a container of Huggies diaper wipes.
Whoa. That's definitely artfully concealed. Now, we're going to have to double the fine in this case.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't just in their pocket. It was actually in a Huggies diaper bag.
The TSA wants us to believe the couple deliberately concealed the $15 penknife so that it can fine them up to $10,000 each.
Excuse me, what? What did you say?
Grand.
That's one followed by four zeros. $10,000.
It says each.
Oh, fining both of them?
That's what it says.
Wow.
Couple, each. That Mrs. Lyons used to work as a flight attendant while Mr. Lyons was a pilot and former Marine. Something fishy going on that plane there, just so you know.
Okay.
Yeah. Both of them are...
Is that a Marine joke?
No, that was a pilot and stewardess joke.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You said Marine and then something fishy. I thought that was some sort of a... Never mind. Go ahead. If it was a joke, it was terrible.
Well, it wasn't.
Okay.
Okay. That would be a jarhead joke.
All right.
Okay. There they are. Therefore, familiar with airports and security and much more clever ways to hide weapons. Yes, the TSA persists in calling a 2-inch blade a weapon. Doesn't faze our rulers. Neither does the glaring absence of any motive or criminal record. Lions have a reasonable theory for why the penknife was lurking in the Huggies. Though they can't say for sure, I have no idea, Mr. Lyons, 43, told the Hartford Courant, while his wife added, we didn't even know that it had fallen out of his pocket. To minimize the overwhelming stresses the government now inflicts on travelers, the Lions drove the 65 miles to their home in Bradley Airport, from their home to Bradley International Airport the night before the flight. They slept at a neighboring hotel. Mr. Lyons thinks he had the penknife in his pocket when he changed his son's diaper around 5 that morning before checking out of the room. Because he didn't turn on a light, he didn't see the knife when it slipped from his pocket into the Huggies container, nor did his wife, who replenished the canister, thereby concealing the knife. In preparation for long checkpoint lines and a flight with a 2-year-old, they say that it's impossible the weapon fell in, on the bed or one of the other inadvertently scooped up with the extra Huggies in their rush to leave. But a knife so innocuous, neither parent worried
that's
over...
That's innocuous.
Is it innocuous?
Uh-huh.
I always... You know, that's one of those words I just mispronounced.
That's okay. We learn together here on Free Talk.
Yeah, there you go. Neither parent worried over its proximity to their son alarmed these courageous dipsticks at the TSA. Never known for their smarts or speed, the screeners ran the diaper bag through the X-ray gizmo time and again while the Lions' anxiety mounted. Then came a quarter-hour consultation with screening supervisors. Bradley's TSA honchos are the same moronic level as those of the rest of the country. Their response to this insane sunrise scene was to call the Connecticut State Police. Good bureaucrats, all of them. The cops told the Lions, we have to arrest someone.
Isn't that what they always say? It's like in a domestic battery situation. Whenever you call the cops into a domestic battery situation, the rule is that somebody's got to get arrested.
We got to arrest someone.
We can't leave here until we get somebody in handcuffs.
And by jingo, though lacking any crime, these whizzes still managed to come up with a charge. The Lions were circumventing airport security. Husband and wife conferred, knowing an arrest could badly injure or even kill his career. The couple agreed that Mrs. Lyon would sacrifice herself.
Wow.
Troopers cuffed her, dragged her off, not to Disney World, but to a holding cell.
And that was their original destination, was Disney World.
Yeah. A hearing on this criminally absurd case was scheduled for this week. Any and all attempts to purposefully conceal a prohibited item at a passenger security checkpoint will result in the issuance of a civil penalty. Okay.
Issuance, not insuance.
Insuance, yeah, I put an N in there.
This is the last time I let you read a big article.
I'm sorry. I always, crap out after a few paragraphs.
Well, you're going to have to finish it, so go.
Sniff TSA spoke stooges Ann Davis. Apparently, neither she nor the other bullies of the TSA lose sleep over destroying their fellow citizens' lives, impoverishing them, or persecuting sincere, hardworking parents trapped in a silly web of events. But neither let it be said that the TSA has no heart. It has magnanimously recommended the Lions be fined only $6,000 apiece.
Oh, you know, that is so sweet.
Mm-hmm.
They really do care. They really do care about their customers. Talk about customer service. Boy, I'm gonna write just letters of recommendation about these TSA agents.
I suppose the hearings will feature endless testimony about them hotel rooms, weapons, and Huggies. Let's hope the diaper in question is submitted for evidence so the court stinks as badly as the rest of this tyrannical charade.
And it goes on and on and on. And when will it stop? Well, when you decide to stop putting up with it. which of course isn't going to be anytime soon because that would mean you'd have to stop going to the airport, and nobody's going to stop doing commerce. We'll come back with more. It is your show, Free Talk Live. Your health story's coming up.
Welcome to RealityZone.com. My name is G. Edward Griffin. When I wrote The Creature from Jekyll Island, A Second Look at the Federal Reserve, I said, we must create an entirely new money supply which is 100% backed by precious metals, and we must do this within a reasonably short period of time. I'm now pleased to inform you that the Liberty Dollar Organization has done precisely that. The Liberty Dollar is 100% backed and redeemable in gold and silver. So, if you want to make money and protect your purchasing power, I encourage you to visit the Liberty Dollar at www.libertydollar.org or call 888-421-6181 to find out about getting a free copy of The Creature from Jekyll Island. That's www.libertydollar.org or call toll-free 888-421-6181.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Used topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burns, skin rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com, and for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. You can, of course, join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the bulletin board system. When I looked a few moments ago, we were at, I think, 997 users. So we are getting ready to cross the threshold into the 1,000-user mark at freetalklive.com, CBS.
It'll be a great moment.
It will, and we are already over 63,000 posts for you to surf around through. All kinds of different conversations there, from serious to fun stuff, freetalklive.com. So we've read two TSA health stories, one of them from a listener, another one from Becky Akers from LouRockwell.com, and the second one involved a fine. And what we found is that from our experience, or not personally, but our experience reading these stories over the past couple of years, is that within the last year, I would say, the TSA has started sending out fines to people. The last story we read, they found a 2-inch blade hidden in a diaper bag or something like that, and they sent a $6,000 fine to these people. $6,000 per person. It was a couple. And so that's a $12,000 fine for having a 2-inch blade in their bag. How anybody, anyone, even the most zealous supporter of the security state, how anyone could support that kind of fining, I don't understand.
I can't support people not being able to bring pen knives on airplanes.
I agree with that, too. I mean, I think that the TSA should be abolished, and each airlines should be able to set their own security protocols.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a true free market way of providing security. That way, if you wanted the most extreme, dedicated security staff, you could pay a little bit extra and go fly on secure airlines and spend an extra 20 minutes in security to ensure that everyone on that plane has been thoroughly spot-checked and they've run fingers through their hair and done cavity searches and everything. If you want to go on that airline, you should be free to choose it. Just like I should be free to choose a lighter security airline, perhaps one with virtually no security. If there is someone that wants to offer that service, I should be free to choose it. But no, the government installs a one-size-fits-all apparatus, which is what it's good at doing. I mean, it's good at putting in one-size-fits-all solutions, whether it be for our education system or the TSA. They don't ever take into account that we're individuals, and we each have different lives, and we each have different things that we find important to one another.
And the government is unthinking and unfeeling.
Yeah.
You know, it just... The bureaucracy in this case, these people got caught up in the cogs. I mean, and it's torn them asunder. $12,000 fine? That's gonna in most families, that would be a terrible blow.
Well, the average person in this country makes what, $20,000 a year?
20-something.
So $12,000 is tremendous.
Yeah, and that 20-something after taxes, probably around 12.
Probably like yeah, exactly. So the question I had asked before, and I kind of brushed it off, was when is it going to stop? Are these people going to pay this fine? Because Russell Canning's not. You remember who he is? He's the unidentified flying objector. He went into Manchester International Airport up in New Hampshire, and he decided that he was going to try and board a plane. He had a ticket pre-purchased. He was going to try to board a plane without showing identification to the TSA goons. And he went to the TSA security checkpoint, refused to show identification, was offered a secondary search, which is, again, where they go in close and they feel you up and they really do a close search of your body. And he didn't want to do that. He wanted to go through just a regular level security mm-hmm. without showing identification.
Right.
So they arrested him for trespassing as a result of that. And then later on down the line... they sent him a piece of paper, an assessment. I believe it was for $2,500 for trying to circumvent the TSA security. $2,500. He's not going to pay it.
It doesn't sound to me like he circumvented the security.
No, they turned him around and he walked out in handcuffs.
Refusing the TSA's security, maybe.
I think he was trying to circumvent the TSA security.
I don't think he was trying to circumvent it.
But I think if more people were to do what Russell Canning is doing, or rather not doing, which is not pay these asinine fines, what are they going to do? Because all of it's kind of outside of the normal way government operates. I mean, if you look at the Constitution, if you look at the way it's supposed to be, obviously none of this is constitutional, so everything here is extra-constitutional. It's outside of the Constitution. It's just something that this law enforcement group is doing, this regulatory group is doing, because they can. Because they know people will just put up with it.
And, you know, this organization needs money to operate.
Well, they're already getting money to operate. This is just
they
to
need
pad
more.
Their wallets. This is just extra. This is the... to the TSA, this is their version of asset confiscation for the cops.
Mm-hmm.
It's their way to just sort of pad their budgets.
But like any organization, it needs to grow or die.
Yeah.
So they're bringing in more profits, as it were.
Right.
Not really profits, but, you know, money.
So
revenue.
So I'm encouraging you that if you have something like this happen to you, just don't pay it. I don't know how you're supposed to deal with it because they send you a letter. They send you a letter that says, you know, you've been assessed $7,000 because you disobeyed an order or you had a diaper on you or something. I don't even know. I mean, they'll fine you for whatever they take from you. Doesn't matter if it's nail clippers or a knife or a machine gun. You're going to get some sort of excessive fine. And you just need to, I think, either... I would say you would either need to ignore it or you might just want to write them back and just ask them a bunch of questions. Like, where did you get the authority from to fine me for this? Where was it? Oh, did I consent to following all of the TSA regulations when I walked in the door of the airport? Because if so, why wasn't I presented with a copy of the regulations? Am I expected to go to the front desk and ask for a copy of the regulations, the tomes of regulations that you likely have controlling me, so I can review all 1,000 or 2,000 pages of it before I board my plane? Is that what I'm expected to do? I'm expected to know all your stupid rules? What would you do if the TSA sent you a fine for $6,000? How would you handle that? It's your show, Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Please check out my new show on Genesis called The Nutramedical Show, 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, Tuesdays and Thursdays. I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, a pro-life physician who's worked as a contract civilian doctor with highly classified companies and the U.S. military. We bring the facts to you about the vaccines, depleted uranium, Oklahoma City nukes, 9/11, New World Orleans, the national ID and the coming American Hiroshima, and genetic weaponized avian flu pandemic. Listen and hear experts on functional wellness, nutraceuticals, and the best science. Science-based health supplements. Inform yourself and take action to control your destiny and the destiny of America and our world with me, Dr. Bill, at NutraMedical.com. I provide thousands of top-quality nutraceuticals with the best free learning center in America to evidence-based natural healing and truth about a Christian response to the New World Disorder. Again, listen to the NutraMedical Show on Genesis Radio Network Tuesdays and Thursdays at 2 p.m. Central Time, only on GCN.
Attention drivers. Poor fuel quality is on its way to your local gas station. Due to fuel shortages, the EPA has relaxed environmental standards. On top of that, fuel refiners have reduced detergents in fuel by 50% over the last 5 years. Poor fuel restricts injectors and deposits build up in your car's combustion chambers. What does this mean for your vehicle? Poor mileage and reduced performance in a time of record fuel prices. There is an answer. Protect a complete fuel system treatment cleans injectors and combustion chambers to 95% of new and only one tank full. Plus, a special mileage improver designed and fleet tested by a major oil company to improve mileage even on new cars by up to 4%. The mileage improvement lasts for an entire oil change, so quit wasting unburned fuel and get more when you treat your car right with Protecta. Go to www.sfrcorp.com for a free shipping offer. That's sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-5791. You can take control of the show. That's 800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
So we're talking about the TSA and how just terrible they are. They're just terrible. And I love how they just pump themselves up. Actually, Elise, who we were talking about her story earlier, she had a 2-inch blade that was artfully concealed in her diaper bag. And they sent her a $12,000 fine because of it. Or no, excuse me, it was the other person they sent a $12,000. The other person who had a 2-inch blade got sent the $12,000.
We don't know what her fine's going
to
be.
Yeah, Elise hasn't had a fine sent to her yet, but that doesn't mean she won't. But anyway, so Elise had this blade in her bag. The other person was sent a $12,000 fine. And I just say, enough is enough.
Yeah.
Because actually, when Elise was on the phone with the TSA bureaucrat asking him questions about whether or not she was treated the way she was supposed to be treated, which, of course, was terribly, he actually said that at the end of the conversation, he said, "Well, we always get accolades from people." He says, "We've got people constantly telling us that we're doing a good job." You believe that? Can you imagine this? That people? Can you imagine people going through the line, the TSA line, and then patting the TSA agent on the back and saying, "You're doing a fine job there, son. You're doing a fine thing for America. Thanks for helping keep us safe."
Well, you know,
there are people like that.
People say the same thing to soldiers, and in my personal opinion, right now, the soldiers are participating in a war that's a crime against humanity.
Yeah, I support the troops that are actually not going back. The ones that have said, "Whoa, there's a problem here. I'm not going back to Iraq." Those are the troops I support because they're the ones that are actually supporting the Constitution.
I'd like to see the troops brought home, personally.
Indeed. Let's change gears. Let's go to racial slurs, because I promised this last night, and we didn't get to it. From Jeremy, you can email us at ftl@freetalklive.com. About a week or so ago, we were talking about racism and how terrible it is, but we were kind of having fun with the bad words. Not bad words, but kind of the derogatory terms for people, I suppose you could say. And I was trying to come up with some of the ones for white person. We know honky.
Yeah.
We know cracker.
Cracker.
But I know there had to be more. I mean, there's all kinds of these sorts of words. So, Jeremy emails, and he says, "Here you go. I especially like the following for white people. Ditch pig."
Ditch pig?
Which means redneck kids who play in the street. You got a bunch of ditch pigs there.
Oh, God.
Afro-Saxon. White people that act black.
Well, I've heard other terms for that.
So have I.
Very nice.
That's a new one for me. Belegana. That's a Navajo term, which roughly translates to silly white person. You're a Belegana, manwich.
Yes, well, I suppose.
There's also bird turd. That sounds distinctly Southern. Bird turd.
Well, I guess there's white portions to bird turds.
Right. Cracker, of course, he lists. Oh, by the way, he says cracker is to have apparently originated in England before the 16th century.
I've heard all kinds of origins for this thing. Go ahead.
Referring to the lower class whose diet primarily consisted of crackers. Actually biscuits. Many of their descendants were sent to the Georgia penal colony, hence Georgia crackers. White people had invented this name for themselves before the first slave was brought to America, although it's still in use today by mostly older blacks referring to whites, was probably redefined in the days of American slavery by the slave master's crack of the whip. And then finally, Kablunuk, which is Eskimo for white person, which apparently translates to person with bushy eyebrows. So there you go. Now you know a few more derogatory terms for white people. You'll learn something new every night here on Free Talk Live. Hour 2 coming up.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.